Queensland is bracing for more COVID cases, with millions of residents in the southeast of the state in lockdown and the toughest restrictions so far in place. There were 9 new COVID cases yesterday, the highest daily increase in local cases in almost a year, as the Delta outbreak rapidly escalates. Health authorities believe the latest cluster likely jumped from a return traveller who was in the Sunshine Coast University Hospital. Stephen Mills is Deputy Prime Minister of Queensland. Stephen Mills, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran. Thanks for having me.
Deputy Premier, I beg your pardon, did I just give you a promotion? Sorry.
A title bump. Yeah.
Deputy Premier, have your contact teams been able to identify how the case that kicked off this cluster, which now stands at 19, I think, was infected? It's reported to be a medical student.
No, we've been able to link genomics to returned travellers. So we know where it's come from, but there does appear to be at least a missing link between those returned travellers and the medical student that's kicked off the outbreak in the western suburbs of Brisbane.
Was the medical student vaccinated?
No, they weren't, Fran. They were booked in, but they weren't yet vaccinated.
This is a similar problem to last time, isn't it? You've suspended medical student placements in hospitals for a week, trainee doctors and nurses. What effect's going to have that on? Is that going to have on hospital staffing levels? And are you mandating vaccination now for people working in hospitals?
So we don't yet have enough vaccination supply to mandate vaccinations for people in hospitals. We're working through making sure that everyone working at our 5 COVID hospitals are vaccinated. And once we've done that, we'll be able to extend that out into other hospitals. The suspension of medical students is in line with our suspension of other non-essential visitors to hospitals just for this period of time, just for a week at this stage.
And when you say you don't have enough vaccine, is that because you don't have enough Pfizer for the under 40s? Is that the protocol in Queensland, or are you, like New South Wales, given the outbreak, are you now allowing under 40s to get AstraZeneca, as Atagi has said they should consider in hotspots?
Oh, they're certainly allowed to in accordance with that advice, but the advice recommends that they should have Pfizer, and so that's our focus. As you'd expect, most of our medical students are well under 40. And
are you looking at adjusting that advice now that there is the Delta variant sort of on the loose in some areas?
No, we'll continue to follow the Atagi advice. If that advice changes, obviously that would change our position, but we've consistently taken the health advice throughout this pandemic that served us well, and it's what we'll continue to do.
Except it's got some medical staff, hospital staff, not vaccinated, and that's proving to be a problem.
Well, we'd love to have more vaccine, and we'd love to see more people vaccinated, but we're not going to give people a vaccine that's not recommended to them.
The 3-day lockdown kicked off on Saturday afternoon. What are the chances it's going to be lifted tomorrow afternoon, or do you expect an extension?
Look, it's too early to tell, but given the numbers on Saturday and Sunday, you know, it's likely we'll see more than that again today, and we'll need to consider that very carefully. We won't lift the lockdown until the Chief Health Officer is very confident that everyone who's been exposed is now safely in home quarantine.
Will that decision be made today?
I think it's more likely to be made either late today or tomorrow morning, but again, it'll be guided by what our contact tracers tell us during the day.
7 Brisbane schools have now been caught up in the outbreak, identified as being at risk. 4 of the 9 new cases were linked to a karate class at one of those schools. Have we underestimated the infectiousness of the Delta variant for children?
Well, this virus is certainly very different to the one that we were dealing with this time last year and earlier last year. It's the first time we've seen this kind of spread in a school environment and between schools via extracurricular activities and public transport. And so we need to take all of those things into account. These are big schools too, with large communities that draw off wide catchments throughout Brisbane.
What about fast-tracking the vaccination of students? New South Wales is doing that for HSC students in the lockdown local government areas. Are you thinking about that, talking about that?
We can't fast track the vaccine for everyone, Fran. We need to prioritise based on their supply and the greatest risks. Obviously, we'd love to be vaccinating everyone we possibly could, and as soon as we can, we will.
National Cabinet last week released that 4-stage roadmap we were just discussing there with Michelle, in order to open up, some restrictions lifted when 70% of the eligible population is vaccinated. Commonwealth Health authorities suggest New South Wales could be at that point with the first dose in 5 weeks' time. When will Queensland hit those targets?
We certainly hope that we can meet the ambition the Prime Minister has set to have to meet those targets towards the end of the year, towards Christmas. We're not seeing those levels of vaccinations yet, but we're certainly ready to get there once we have the supply.
And you're not seeing those vaccinations, you say, because of supply, not because of lack of sort of coordination of the rollout in your state?
No, we're using all the vaccines we have. At this stage, we only have sufficient vaccines to do second doses for people who've already had their first. We look forward to being able to book new people in for their first doses as soon as we can get more supply.
And Minister, just finally, we've only got a minute to the news, but is Queensland committed to those National Cabinet thresholds? We've already seen the WA Premier say he reserves the right to continue lockdowns. Is Queensland reserving that right? Are you signing on to those goalposts, those benchmarks?
We certainly support the roadmap, and we've seen roadmaps be very useful throughout this pandemic, but we need also to take into account what's happening at that time. It will depend on the kinds of outbreaks we see and what the virus is doing. We'll respond accordingly, but those kinds of thresholds, 70 and 80%, they're very good targets for us to be setting.
All right, Minister, Deputy Premier, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks so much, friend.
Stephen Myers is Queensland's Deputy Premier. Queensland's on the brink, it would seem, by listening to that, of perhaps an extension of the lockdown. So good luck to all those Queenslanders who are locked down too at the moment.